Thank you. It's great to be here as a farmer, livestock producer, seeing what you folks all do with our products. It's really humbling and gratifying to see how you add value to and extract other things out of our products that we don't normally think of. On our farm, certainly we use biodiesel, but we don't have any new carpet in our house yet, but we look forward to walking on soy there too. The other part that I think is really gratifying is that it's really neat to see the innovation that we've seen here today. Hear Kathy and her enthusiasm talking about how she's worked with processors as well as farmers and truly being environmentally sustainable and so forth. So I really, my hat goes off to you folks for doing that. The United Soybean Board deeply appreciates all of our speakers who have joined us today. This is the first event to ever convene top officials at all three levels of government. USDA's Deputy Secretary Kathleen Merrigan presented the federal viewpoint, while Ohio's Deputy Ag Director Rocky Black provided the state level. Now we are pleased to have with us an influential county leader who shares the vision for bio-based products to create jobs for county economies as well improve their environments. United Soybean Board is a member of the National Association of Counties Green Government Advisory Board. Through that program, we are pleased to connect with the energetic county leaders like Franklin County, Ohio Commissioner Paula Brooks. She is the vice president of both the National Association of Counties Green Government Advisory Board and Energy Renewables Subcommittee. Serving in this national leadership role, Commissioner Brooks has worked to establish and oversee environment, energy, and land use policy for counties across the United States. At home in Ohio, Commissioner Brooks has championed the cause of renewable energy in environmental protection, highlighted by the adoption of the new green policy in 2006. This new policy solidified the county's commitment to the mutually compatible goals of environmental protection, economic growth. Then Commissioner President Brooks requested that the county embed environmental sustainability into its decision making. Please join me in welcoming Commissioner Paula Brooks to the podium today.
Well, I apologize. I didn't bring any slides. And, I think the last speaker at 2 p.m., bear with me. I want you to be awake, okay? Boy, have we learned a lot. I love the title of this conference, Innovation and Agriculture Grow Together, because that's what we have to do. It was great hearing Deputy Secretary Merrigan tell us today that biofuels are now 10% of all of the fuels purchased in the United States. That's great progress. And frankly, it's been my honor today to join with such outstanding leaders at this 2011 United Soybean Stakeholders Conference. There's so much we can do at our local level, at the state level, and at the national level to make sure that your industries, all of them, whether it's at the retail, wholesale, or at the production level, continue to grow. And I'm very excited to be a small part of that in our county. It's been really my pleasure to join the Green Government Initiative, and I thank Karen Edwards, who does a fantastic job for your organization, the National Soybean Board, for inviting me to be part of this today. And as I met people this afternoon and this morning, I was just amazed by the innovation that is there, that is taking place, and is really coming more to the fore to serve our communities at the local level, as well as the consumers. Now, you know, yesterday I did not get to hear President Obama's speech, but I did read through that 44-page blueprint last night to get ready for today, and I'm really excited about a portion of that that talks specifically about bio-based products being part of that energy security future. And I think all of us would agree, we're all about being secure in our energy and also having good, safe products for our children and all consumers. And county officials, frankly, throughout the country are engaged in this already through our Green Government Initiative. We collaborate, we talk across the country at our meetings, and it's amazing to me how much common ground we really have, whether you're in Minnesota or Texas or Florida or up in Washington or here in Ohio. We have a lot of common ground, and everybody feels strongly about energy independence and safe products. So we are happy, frankly, to have formed the Green Government Initiative through the National Associations of Counties. And we hope through that to experience the best of all worlds in applying private sector know-how to government needs through this terrific public-private partnership. At NACO, again, we share a lot, and we are going to be sharing these products. Actually, I'm very excited to let you know that we are, in Franklin County, going to test drive Kathy's products and also Jackie's products. Two Ohio-based companies to show them the rest of the country, over 3,000 counties around the country, will learn from us how those products work, and they'll get a seal of approval after we use those. So we're very excited about that. You know, it's very interesting to me. We come from a very large county. We have a $1.2 billion budget. And with that, we run the only jail in a very large urban area. We run the courts. We have an animal shelter in a large urban area. We serve as the social safety net for people. So that requires a lot of purchasing of goods and facilities. So I like to meet people from around the country, as I mentioned, my fellow commissioners. But last week, I joined with some leaders from the academic community from our sister city in China. And at that meeting, we were joined by academics from also from the Ohio State University. And will you believe this? The talk revolved around soybeans, because one of the professors was married to a soybean farmer from up in Delaware County, 600 acres. And it was amazing to me that even on a global level, everybody talked about how to manage production safely, learn to innovate more. And several of my Central Ohio County Commissioner colleagues are also soybean farmers. So we're kind of really pragmatic at that local level. And when we make our purchasing decisions, we try to also bring that pragmatism to the process. And what we want to know is what we're going to find out through NACO's Green Government Initiative. We're going to be finding out how these products work, do they work, and we'll give you that feedback. And we're very, again, excited about that. Now, I'd like to just brag for a minute about our own county. We, frankly, since 2005, have converted our fleet to flex fuel. And this includes all of our sheriff deputies' vehicles. And, you know, those have to stand the test. They get a big workout. Our Central Ohio Transit Authority just rolled out a new biodiesel fleet, and they're using recycled restaurant oil and other biodiesel. And given that, there's still much more we can do. We just built a new $110 million courthouse, the first gold LEED standard courthouse in the state of Ohio. And we'll save, when we walk into that courthouse, 25% on our energy costs. That's why we did it. It wasn't just for the fun of gaining that LEED standard. In that courthouse, we are using recycled carpets, and we are hoping to keep the facility clean with eco-friendly and bio-based products. So again, I think it's an ideal time to be test running the bio-based to make sure that we can then procure even more of those. Now, I'd like to just briefly touch on NACO's Green Government Initiative once more. I can't wait to put my head together with Kathy because Kathy has joined our board. And I can tell we're going to have fun. We're going to get these products out to those folks that need them all around the country. And I'm really proud to work on this leading edge effort that includes eco-farming and soy production. I don't have to tell anyone here that agriculture, as I think Rocky said, is the largest industry in America. And as a 10th generation Ohioan myself, and also a daughter of a farmer, I know that agriculture is the largest industry in Ohio as well as the U.S. Even in our urban Franklin County, and I'm sure it's the same in Cuyahoga where we're located today, food employs more people than any other sector, from production to wholesale to retail. And I thought Deputy Secretary Merrigan's comments were spot on, as were the remarks of everyone else speaking today, about working together toward a strong industry in agriculture with good local jobs, a safe environment, and I would even add securing the food shed, because food is a very important commodity. We can't live without it. It's not just for products. It's for life itself. NACO's Green Government Initiative aims to support all of those policies, providing comprehensive resources for local governments on all things green, including energy, air quality, transportation, water quality, land use, purchasing, and recycling. The Green Government Initiative can act as a catalyst between local governments and the private sector to facilitate green government best practices, products, and policies that result in financial and environmental savings and sustainability. We want to save county taxpayers money and go green at the same time, educate counties on techniques for implementing green strategies, and provide tools to educate our citizens on all things green. We will promote environmentally friendly purchasing, and I know that's what many of you like to hear. We are developing best practices that facilitate an open exchange with the private sector. Very important. You know, we're friends and colleagues, and we recognize that the private sector creates the jobs needed to assure that our state and our nation flourishes in this truly global economy. You, particularly in the soybean industry, are a national strategic asset, and we look forward to working with you as we continue to create with you those good green jobs. Now, in June of 2010, this initiative surveyed all of America's over 3,000 counties on their current and sustainability strategies, priorities, and challenges. 750 county officials and staff from 572 counties responded, and that was a pretty decent return, 18%. The survey analyzed the responding counties' demographic and geographic characteristics, including a population analysis and regional and climate assessment. 34% of the responding counties said that they have a staff position dedicated to coordinate green government efforts. Our county actually has a person in each department responsible for implementing our sustainability resolution, referred to earlier, Resolution 68306, which we've embedded in our budgeting with that $1.2 billion. I'm very happy to announce today that we are now developing a biopurchase specification along with this to dovetail with our sustainability resolution. We will seek the guidance of the USDA and look for that label that was announced today. And we look forward to working with the soybean board and our soybean folks on the state level, too. We hope that this specification will become for NACO a best practice and be distributed throughout the country. With the Green Government Initiative, we're also discussing the need for technology transfer, not only from the academe to business, but from the academe to government practices, too. NACO is about to focus more on this idea of utilizing what I like to call thought leaders in our universities who are innovating best practices every day. Along those lines is ATEC, an arm of The Ohio State University's Ohio Agricultural Research and Development Center, the largest university agricultural bioscience research center in the United States, and the Ohio State University Extension. How many people were 4-H'ers growing up and had, all right, I see a lot of hands, me too. And so we all know about the Extension Service, and the Extension Service continues to work with every single county in Ohio. I'm also would like to just briefly touch on the micro. Our county print shop supports an employee base of about 7,000. We have used soy-based inks since 2007, and we've been very pleased. Here's why. The benefits of soy-based toner are multiple. Soybean oil, of course, is a renewable resource. It's a key ingredient in the new toner and replaces petroleum, which is the traditional toner. Soy-based toner is easier to remove from paper during recycling than traditional toner. And it streamlines our recycling process. In Franklin County, as in many counties around the country now, we have a zero-based landfill policy. County governments in Ohio appoint, along with some cities, the boards of the Solid Waste Authority. So we have an interest in stretching the life of those landfills, and we like to keep the stream out of the landfill. So you've really helped a lot in the soybean industry with keeping keeping that landfill at a longer life. And use of soybean toner provides a new market for 26,000 Ohio farmers who grow soybeans on 4.1 million acres a year. And finally, I'm also happy to announce to you today that within weeks, Franklin County government will begin using, again, the NACO Green Government Initiative-sponsored Ohio-based product demonstration kits from NewTek Green and renewable lubricants. We are very excited, Kathy, to test drive these for both our facility maintenance and fleet uses. And we look forward to great results that spur economic development for Ohio, protect the environment even better. Kathy and Jackie, I don't know if Jackie's here from, yes, she is. Okay, you're both here today. Two strong women, look forward to working with you. Very exciting. There are many benefits to bio-based products. Frankly, they're too numerous to mention, and you all are the experts. You showed us in spades today. I think we've heard a few cautions, too. Soybeans and other bio-based can be in the food supply, so we have to be mindful that we still have to work to make sure that there's a balance there. But I truly believe that the strong agricultural industry in Ohio is the foundation upon which this state's research and manufacturing industries will rebuild. Many Ohio research and manufacturing companies, such as Ashland Chemical, Battelle, Hexion, NewTek Hoover, Procter & Gamble, Sherwin-Williams, The Scotts Company, Univenture, and others, and many of these are already operating in Franklin County, are working on bioproduct development and marketing. And it was great to meet even more innovative companies today. As I mentioned previously, we're very excited about Senate Bill 131 passed last year. It was a bipartisan measure, and folks around the state are excited, as well as local government, because we can buy using the state term contract, every county, and that it tends to be similar for those of you who are not from Ohio today. That tends to be similar in other parts of the country. It helps us save time and dollars, so that we don't have to write a brand new spec. We can just pick up the spec that Rocky and others are going to write if we view that price as the best one that we can get. So that bill does really advance the team down the field, and we're excited about that. It also helps so many of the small businesses, which are growing in our state and around the country, to sell their products. Did you know that Ohio is fourth in the nation for establishing bio-preferred programs? Ohio ranks fifth in the nation. Rocky, did I see you raise your hand? No. Ohio ranks fifth in the nation for biomass production, from which bioproducts are made. In conclusion, we have a great future with bio-based products. From energy independence and security to the creation of good jobs that can't be shipped overseas, to creating products that save consumers and taxpayers dollars. And those products can also be exported to sustain people everywhere across the globe, and yet still provide Ohio families with good income from safe and sustainable crops. It cannot get much better than that. Join me in applauding all of the stakeholders here today as together we continue this momentum of partnership and collaboration. Thank you.